actually feel needs to be done for Dr. King's dream to be implemented today?
So that's the question on the table. Offer your own answers by tweeting us at Morning Edition. This is NPR News.
And it's Morning Edition on WILL. Good morning, I'm Jim Meadows. The time is 8:49. Markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, so we will not be presenting commodity reports on AM 580 this evening. A special holiday edition of the closing market report will be heard at 2:06 p.m. Coming up on Morning Edition, we'll hear from singer Colin Malloy, Colin Malloy, who is the frontman for the Decemberists. The group's new album is called What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World. In the weather forecast today, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny for the day, the high around 45, a chance of sprinkles this evening, the low 32. Clear skies at Willett Airport, 28 degrees, it's clear, and 26 at Decatur, and 30 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana.
Tuesday night, it's an NPR News special, live coverage of President Obama's State of the Union address. I'm White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Join me and NPR's Robert Siegel for in-depth analysis and reaction from members of Congress. It's an NPR News special, President Obama's State of the Union address, Tuesday night.
Our coverage of the State of the Union address starts at 8 p.m. here on AM 580 and FM 90.9.
Support comes from Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign, serving farm-to-table seasonal comfort food with a wide selection of specialty cocktails, wine, and Midwestern craft beers. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., until 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Bar open until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday.
It's Morning Edition on WILL 851. I'm Jim Meadows. Thanks for joining us.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green, with a tale of a quirky band that rose to the top of the charts and then sort of disappeared, like the Sailors in one of their famous songs.
We need you at a certain point of the song to all collectively scream like you're being swallowed by a whale. We are two mariners, a ship's sole survivors in this belly of a whale.
It's the Decemberists. They're known for being jaunty, mischievous, sometimes dark. We spoke with their lead singer and songwriter, Colin Malloy. I heard an interview where you said when you started playing, you tried to be provocative, to scuttle your own ship, as you put it. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's funny. I'm going to try to unpack that. I guess okay. I would have meant, I feel like the early days of the Decemberists, or my first days when I'd moved to Portland after college, there were so few people paying attention, playing little happy hours in basement bars on summer days.
No one wants to be in a basement bar on a summer day. I guess that's
And I would be playing to nobody, literally, sometimes. A little bartender would be, at the bar, and then he would leave to go get something, and then I would be still playing. And it's kind of like I didn't really care what people thought because nobody was thinking about it. There was no audience to not care about. And so I think it led me to a lot of experimentation. And then I think once there was an audience, maybe there was something about missing that, not ever taking yourself so seriously. It seemed to me a really important part about good music.
And that's really the journey the Decemberists have been on. They became so popular, their last album debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. After that unexpected success, the band took a four-year hiatus. Now they're back with a new album, and the Decemberists' feel is still there.
Oh, Philomena, you in a tawdry gown, lean to your window, let's slip a ribbon down and cure to your boredom, if only you'd let me go down, down, down.
Okay, so what's this song about?
Well, that song is clearly about kind of juvenile sexual fumblings. I think the chord progression and the melody came first, and it was so sweet and so treacly that it needed some kind of caustic, something to rub against it. And so I thought being making a really dirty song out of it was just the way to go.
All I wanted in the world was just to live to see a naked girl. But I found I quickly bored. I wanted more. Oh, so much more.
But listen to this whole album, and you do get the sense that Colin Malloy is changing a little. And it's almost like he wants to warn his fans. He has a song called The Singer Addresses His Audience.
We know, we know, we belong to ya. We know you build your life around us. And would we change? We had to change some.
What are you telling your fans here? How have you changed?
Well, you know, I think that that song is as much a kind of message to listeners of the record as it is just an exploration of the relationship between the singer or the entertainer and an audience. There's this funny back and forth, you know, of expectations of one to the other. You know, to be honest, the I in that song, I don't think of it as being me. When I'd written it, I'd imagine it as like a lead singer of a boy band, you know, who's maybe getting on a little bit. So maybe he's like 25 or 26, but all he's ever known is celebrity.
We're aware that you cut your hair in the style that our drummer wore in the video.
I'm just kind of trying to come to terms with what is it to change or not change. And who are you making art for? Are you making it for yourself or for your audience?
We did it all for you.
In the 4 years leading to this new album, Malloy, who's now 40, took time for himself and his family. He worked on children's novels with his wife, who's an illustrator. The couple had a second son. All of this put the music in perspective.
The music suddenly became something that it had been, you know, prior to the Decembrists, where it was something that I had done in between my shifts at the restaurant that I worked at. And in some respects, it was nice to get back to that. There was no deadline. There were no record label people calling me and wondering when the record was going to happen. And it was very refreshing.
He was writing songs when he felt like it, exploring relationships, fatherhood. One song is about the tragic school shooting at Newtown, Connecticut that killed 20 young children. His son Hank was in first grade at the time.
And I remember picking him up at school and just seeing how everybody was just so in shock. And you can only help but imagine where you would be if you were in that position and knowing that there were people out there, you know, suffering. Finally, something in me kind of burst, and I needed to do something, you know, even if it was something as incidental, you know, as writing a song, just getting something out.
What a gift has been given me. Here with my heart so whole, while others may be grieving, to think of their grieving.
Here with my heart so whole, while others may be grieving.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just trying to make sense of the riches that you might have and sometimes that you might kind of take for granted while you know that others might be so devastated.
There's another lyric in this song, and it's the name of the album, actually. What a terrible world, what a beautiful world. And, wow, I just hear that, and I think about some of the events that we've been covering around the world in the last few weeks and months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is just trying to figure out how do these two things go together. It's absurd. You know, how can things be so beautiful and yet so horrible at the same time? And the song and the record, to a certain extent, is me trying to make sense of that.
What a terrible world, what a beautiful world. What a world you made.
Colin Malloy, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. I got really heavy really quickly. I'm sorry.
No apologies. I really enjoyed the conversation with you. That was singer Colin Malloy from the Decembrists. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And there's another hour of Morning Edition coming your way here on WYLL AM 580. Right now it's 8:59. Coming up, news from NPR and Illinois Public Media. Then Cokie Roberts talks about the week ahead in politics. And we'll hear about the risks and opportunities for President Obama when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow night, an address you can hear live here on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9. In the weather forecast today, mostly sunny skies, the high 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles in the evening, the low 32. Mostly sunny with a high of 45 again tomorrow. Skies are clear, the temperature 28 degrees at Willett Airport, 26 at Decatur, now 31 outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WYLL AM 580 and WYLL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana at 9 o'clock.
Good morning. Andrea Hack cried when her son came home from elementary school talking about Martin Luther King. She says he'd begun to understand racism, a topic she had trouble teaching. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. We'll hear what Martin Luther King told students at UCLA a month after the march from Selma. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. That UCLA speech was just made public after tapes were found in a campus basement. Now, the shelf life for a president's State of the Union speech in his seventh year, 5 minutes, one historian says. But President Obama's preparing and trying to fight lame duck status. Later, the fight against Ebola, one sign of progress in Guinea, schools reopen today. And many of us don't work 9 to 5 on this program, but our job is to tell you it's Dolly Parton's birthday. She's 69 on this Monday, January 19th. And the news is coming up next.